Once again, welcome to The Good Stuff, Mike and Kim. So glad to be along with you today on this local radio station. Kim, everybody thinks Nebraska's flat. Why do you suppose there's a 63-foot waterfall?
Because we're not flat.
Because we're not flat.
That's right.
And where is that at? Smith Falls State Park, named after Smith Falls. 63 feet tall waterfall. Yep, right in the Niobrara Valley in the scenic Niobrara River. Now that is one of the hidden gems of the Sandhills. And that's what the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board wants you to come discover right here in the Valentine area. Discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Start by going to visitvalentine.org.
And let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News when we're talking good stuff. That's right. You can visit them online for the latest stories, sales reports. That's where you go to subscribe as well. And you can get current updates. Also, like I said, you can subscribe and then you'll be getting the paper in the mail. Local, national, international livestock industry news. They take the time. They have the space. They dig in deep and bring the good stuff to you. It's Tri-State Livestock News. TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
My life plan? Start strong, then improvise like a pro.
That sounds good.
I thought I had direction. Turns out I'm just exploring with confidence. I don't mess up. I just add plot twists for fun.
Oh, very good.
What do you have today? After our April Fools.
That's right. Indeed. Well, you know, now it's Easter. Time to talk about Easter. That's right. Easter baskets. How much do you know about them?
They could be all shapes, sizes. They hold chocolate, candy, eggs.
Malted milk balls.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I'm hankering for malted milk balls. Easter baskets actually have special meaning. Easter baskets symbolize new life or a bird's nest. The tradition of making Easter baskets started way back in the 13th and 14th century. The first Easter baskets were usually wrapped with a white cloth and decorated with pieces of stuff called boxwood. Now we call it Easter grass. Back then, most Easter baskets had some Easter foods that were brought to church to be blessed on Holy Saturday. Money well spent. People in America spend about $1.9 billion on Easter candy each year. That's the second biggest candy holiday after Halloween. And let's talk yummy chocolate.
Is there any other kind?
Exactly. 76% of people in the USA think the ears of the chocolate bunny should be eaten first.
Absolutely.
Over 90 million chocolate bunnies are made each year, and 20 million are made in the US. 60 million are eaten every year. That's a lot of bunnies.
That is a lot of bunnies.
Yep.
I'm missing some.
Yeah, me too. I always used to eat, wasn't the tail the little piece of candy?
Some of them it was.
Yeah, but I ate that first.
I remember when you got those and you could tell how heavy the box was if it was solid, all chocolate or if it was hollow chocolate.
Yeah.
And if you got a really good one, it was good chocolate and it was solid.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Well, did you know? I bet you didn't know that dyeing eggs is Christian. People way back in Mesopotamia started dyeing eggs. They dyed them red to symbolize the blood of Christ.
Just red, huh?
Yeah.
Wonder where we got all the other wild colors from.
Well, you know, give us an inch, we take a mile.
That's true.
Tracy Ford gave that to us. Thanks so much for sharing those Easter facts.
So we were talking about putting eggs in a basket, and you've heard the proverb, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
It's advising against risking all your resources and that kind of stuff in one single venture. Well, the origin of that is often attributed to Miguel de Cervantes in the 1605 novel Don Quixote. So, yeah, don't put your eggs all in one basket.
Very good.
Anyway, okay. Some Easter things.
You can impress everybody if you share that information.
That's true.
Yeah, that's going big or going home.
Okay.
Well, you make sure if you have something to share, we love to get it out to everybody else as well. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com so we can put it on the good stuff. And remember, keep tuning into your local station because that's not all of the good stuff.